One of the greatest parts of real estate investing is that all the niches and strategies that you can invest in. Keeping track of asset classes and their cycles is huge for a passive investor to find success in investing. In today's episode, I'm going to go over the next asset class that I think will be the boom over the next few years. This is the Passive Real Estate Strategies Podcast, where we educate career-driven individuals who have tapped out their earning potential, learn about passive real estate investing so you can continue building your wealth without compromising your time or taking on more responsibilities. I'm your host and managing partner at Realm Investors, a multifamily syndication group who has helped multiply millions of dollars for our passive investors. Thanks for tuning in and let's get on with the show. An asset class is the type of property you invest in. So multifamily is an asset class, self-storage, short-term rentals, office space, strip malls. All of these are different asset classes and all have pros and cons. Now, historically, our group has been a multifamily investment group, and now we're pushing into some short-term rentals with our incredible fund that is absolutely crushing it. You can learn more about that fund by sending me a quick email through my email in the show notes. But our decisions to move into different asset classes was based on current and projected market conditions of multifamily and also short-term rentals. But this episode isn't about short-term rentals. I actually think there's another asset class boom that not many people are talking about. That asset class is data centers. Now, data centers are projected to continue growing with a huge expansion of AI. In the past year alone, demand shot up 61% for high-end data centers, and that's just for the large companies, the Amazons, Facebooks, and Microsofts of the world. That doesn't include emerging companies or anybody else that needs data centers for non-AI related ventures or businesses. With supply chain issues, data centers got enormously backed up. I mean, it was really hard to get computer chips for cars, let alone the extremely sophisticated computer chips and technology needed for running and building these massive data centers. As AI and emerging technologies continue to grow at an exponential rate, this demand will continue to push and likely outgrow supply and the ability to create new and modern data centers. It's an asset class that we're looking into and are continuing to learn about and collect more data on. And it's not something we've invested in yet, but I do think that it could change as that industry becomes a bit more stable and predictable over these next year or two.
Well, that's it for today's show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you're looking to learn more about passive real estate investments, make sure you head to our show notes and download our free ebook, The Definitive Guide to Passive Real Estate Strategies, where we reveal the ins and outs of the truly passive ways to invest in real estate. We'll see you on the next episode.